Let's talk about Raymond Kurzweil first. He's as you say, Ian, an American inventor who plans to live forever. He's been appointed as head of the Singularity University. What part of the story did you not make up?
Well, look, Ray Kurzweil's idea is try and live forever or die trying. I mean, you know, he has this amazing regime of checking his health, taking all these supplements to try and live long enough to the point where advances in biotechnology can tell us about the aging process, and advances in nanotechnology can actually do something about it. And you know, he foresees these things in happening in X decades, depending on the interview. And you know, it's obviously really interesting stuff. But he's a fascinating guy. But what's happened here is he was chatting to a guy called Peter Diamandis, who you'll know from chief executive of the XPRIZE Foundation, and they got together and decided to set up this school in the US. It's going to be based on in some of the sort of buildings that NASA aims in Moffett Field in California, like Silicon Valley, and it's there so it can tap into the sort of the young upcoming guys from Yahoo and Google and Cisco, people like that. It's going to be called Singularity University, which gets its inspiration from a book Ray Kurzweil did called The Singularity Is Near. Do you want me to tell you what singularity is?
Go on.
Please do.
This is a moment in time when technology, which according to Kurzweil is accelerating exponentially, and at the singularity, basically computers will become as clever as humans and surpass human intelligence. And at that point, he foresees a lot of technologies coming together and a rapid transformation of society because of that. And, you know, it's a really interesting thought to have. We don't know when this is going to happen, but it's this school is being set up to try and tap into the sort of the nanotech, biotech and computing to get people up to speed with all of this.
Does this point where computers become as clever as humans also involve them making robots that they send back in time that look like Austrian actors?
I think there are plenty of computers clever as us. So I think the singularity's already happened and society carries crawling on.
James,
I'm not quite clear about exactly what this sort of mini university is going to study. Is it kind of predicting the consequences of the singularity when it happens, or is it actually getting into the nitty gritty of making advances in nanotechnology or biotechnology to get there?
Yeah, it's interesting actually, because it's not, even though it's called Singularity University, it's not an accredited university. What this will be is a place where students with a lot of money, paying like at least $25,000 for a 9-week course, you go along.
Oh, that is a lot.
Yeah, you spend 3 weeks studying 10 subjects, and these will be things like energy, biotech, nanotechnology, computing and stuff like that, genetics. The idea being that it's cross-disciplinary, and so people will come from a certain background, whether they've been to sort of MIT or Caltech or what have you, get familiar with the cutting edge at these different fields. And the idea is that these people are in place for when this sort of singularity happens, and they almost self-fulfill this prophecy. And the sort of next 3 weeks of this course, you focus on one topic in particular, and the last 3 weeks you do what you do on every university course, is a project.
Do you fancy it?
Yeah, sure. I don't think I'd particularly fit in with the people on the course, but I think it would be interesting.
They'd be a lot richer than you, presumably.